the 54th invisible dynamic. We, humans, try to build on ground that has many, many layers of invisible dynamic layers underneath. No wonder life is not working for us. I had a soaring dream last night, or more precisely between 5:15 and 7:15 a.m. The brain state is delta, and the dream was as vivid as life, and it felt that what I saw can be done. My memories of my past have holes in them, albeit I can feel the emotion, I just don't quite know what happened. I signed up to a master's program, but the way the schedule went, it was jerky, and for months I didn't make it to class, and of course I lost my tuition, and felt like a complete dork, when I saw how much my classmates loved it. Running from one class to the next, always being in a hurry is not conducive to building passion. And passion, curiosity, going deep is what it takes to make someone who has no other reason, to learn. I already had my livelihood, I already had my master's degree. I didn't have to get another one. In olden days, education was, I imagine, different. You were allowed to go deep, and with depth comes interest, with depth comes love, with depth comes passion. No short-term anything. Only long-term, for the love of the thing. So my dream was redesigning education. Adding something new to learn when life needs you to, when the child sees the need. Humanity, especially education, is totally out of sync with life, and the result is 8 billion ignorant people, 8 billion people who find their passion in shopping, or watching sports, television, or talking about politics they know nothing about. If you are my student, you know I go for the depth. In everything. Because in the depth is what you seek, yourself. Whether there is a thing yourself, is debatable. There is, definitely, a sense, a feeling, we call yourself, and that feeling is what is the most important in everything. In everything. And no, I am not talking about the characteristics, smart, diligent, independent. None of that. They are like clothing on a clothes hanger. They don't create a person, they don't create a person's sense of self. What you love does. What you ache for does. In that British/Netflix series, Bridgerton, the couple in the center of the action say, "I ache for you." Isn't that more descriptive and real than saying "I love you"? If you don't know that ache, if you have never felt it, then you have never loved. Love is painful. And no, I am not talking about what you feel in your groin. Even though the two feelings are the same. Just the need of a different part, but just as aching. Humans more readily identify themselves with the heart than with their groin. Anyway, I am not here to educate you, but I am here to give you what you are never given, or not really, to go deep and experience a taking that is so beautiful it is worth living for. To experience that yourself that can really be in sync with life, and is not masquerading as all the clothes it wears. So what really blocks you from experiencing yourself? In my experience, the more incidents you can set straight, the more decisions you can unmake, the more failures you can come to term with, the closer you get to experiencing yourself, and maybe for moments you already do. What incidents? Life is a series of incidents, whether or television or in real life. And so is your life. With every incident, life becomes duller, thinner, darker, and with every incident you either turn into yourself, or you turn to outside for sustenance, not to life, not where you can find it. Life is not in you, you are in life. But your decisions took you out of life, and made you a bird with no wings. Every incident that you can revisit, reinterpret, own that in some way you were the perpetrator, you made things happen, if nothing else, you made the interpretations, you said what you said. Making what happened have meaning, in fact filled with meaning. Life is empty of meaning. The only meaning there is what you give it. That is a principle. But human nature has a tendency to fill life with meaning, and if given a change, negative meaning, where you get to be right, you get to dominate, and you get to be the victim. Having heard hundreds of incidents told me, I can tell you with 100% certainty that you are never a victim, you are always a perpetrator. Something happened and you said something about it. You had an attitude. You did something. And you have never taken the time to sort it out. What is it that I did so that what happened wasn't just what happened? Interestingly, the ones that take it inside can also enter soaring. The ones that take it outside, can't. Or not easily. What you said is now the truth for you. To the degree it is fixed for you, to the degree you are not able or not willing to let go that what you said was the only truth, to the degree is that you are stuck without soaring, stuck without magic, stuck in the humdrum reality you created. Because you created your own reality. The saying goes, you create, in present tense, your own reality. That is largely a lie, if it seems to say you can create the reality you want. You do create your misery, no doubt about that. But you don't seem to be creating your happiness, your joy, your success, your love. That seems to come from the outside. We call that outside circumstance. In the soaring method we create through certain processes the state of soaring where you can create your reality, including the favorable circumstances. You know you are in soaring where you don't feel you changed, but others do. Other people. They are kinder, nicer, more helpful, or maybe even loving. Not through manipulation, mind you. No, they seem to always have been that way, in spite of what anyone says. I talk to my brothers occasionally. I also talk to my friend from university. I talk to my friend down the street. I make sure that I consciously put myself in the soaring state before I pick up the phone. I prefer them the way they show up when I am in soaring, kind, fun, liking me. Soaring, by the way, is natural to humans. Even if they don't know how to get into soaring mode. It's not like connecting to source, that you need to intend. Soaring like dreaming is natural, and you do get into soaring mode occasionally, naturally, but you have never paid attention. The soaring method is to be able to cause it, consciously, so you can alter reality. When you remember that you can. I seem to be going on about things endlessly, don't I? What you haven't, probably haven't distinguished is that I look at the same thing from different vantage points, through different distinctions or filters. That is the methodology of true science. By the way, looking at something and making determinations, is not science, it is politics. LOL. A real scientist takes the object through the ringer to get every last drop of information and value. Ringer is the old-fashioned clothes dryer. In case it's a new word. What can be seen in one angle is invisible in another. But if you can only look at things one or two ways, you won't see what you need to see to get unstuck, to become what you can be, to rid yourself of your past, and the conclusions you made. I wasn't loved, I wasn't respected, what I felt didn't matter, I can have what I want, etc. etc. In an inexpensive set of webinar-length audios and videos, I talk about 53 different angles you can look through. There are more than 53, of course. One of them came up in my Sunday class and it blew our socks off. It shows the hidden dynamic between parents and children. It shows the hidden dynamic between parents and children that unless you can see, the whole family dynamic doesn't make sense, so you are stuck with your interpretation you have been stuck with. And now you can't love, you can't accept love, you can't do much of anything without reluctance. I could hold it under a bushel basket. But I have decided to sell it to you. It is especially useful for my students. But even if you aren't a student, you can benefit. How? First off, a new and unexpected invisible dynamic can open up, that you never considered for real, no matter how many famous psychiatrists jabbered about it. Nay, it wouldn't be true in my family, but it is. Second, you may see yourself, and look at what happened, your whole life, your relationship to others in this new light. And take full ownership of it. And become free. Free. Go to step 2 https://revibration.thrivecart.com/54th/.